forever.
Another steaming, piping, scalding serving of hot goss. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events from our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs.
Let's get deep dive in.
Hot.
Oh, looking for some hot goss, baby, in this podcast. Oh, bitch. The goss has been good.
So much goss.
So much goss.
So many blessings, so much gossing.
You know, it's Pride season, and it comes but once a
year. Per year, that's right.
Unless you're in Dallas, and then it's like twice, I think. They have that good October one, and then you have a June one.
Oh, of course.
I think Orlando does the same thing.
Yeah, for the heat.
I was in Boise this weekend. I did Boise, and then I went from Boise to El Paso, El Paso to Boise to Phoenix, Phoenix to El Paso, and then I went from El Paso to Atlanta, Atlanta to LA just to get home.
Wow. Okay. Fabulous.
Where were you this weekend?
Rhode Island.
Ego?
Rhode Island Pride. We went there after for fun. Mm-hmm. But it was like the outdoor festival. Really fun.
Cool.
And then after that, I was in Columbus, Ohio.
Work. Access?
Yeah.
I love
Access. That. Yeah. We have to talk about the thing that's dominating the news cycle this week.
Let's.
First of all, it's the Taylor Swift music video.
So many of our friends were in it. And
so many friends of the pod.
So many friends worked on it, too. And we're happy to report that all the drag queens were paid for it.
Yes, this is huge.
It is.
Often these offers come through.
From people that we know. Like,
sure.
You know.
And sometimes it's a very high-profile artist who wants to reach out to the queer community.
$100.
Well, or $0.
That too. Yeah, exposure.
Right.
This will be huge for you.
So it's nice to hear that the girls were compensated because drag costs, just getting into drag costs money. Also, traveling to places and giving up a day of your time to be on a set. Also, it costs money. So it's very nice to hear that Taylor Swift compensated the girls in a fair and appropriate way.
Mm-hmm. Did you know who all the girls were playing as soon as you saw them?
I think I could figure it out. The only one I couldn't figure out, I thought Adore Delano looked like Lady Gaga.
Me too, but apparently that's a Katy Perry outfit from her last tour where she has short blonde hair.
Right.
I guess. I didn't know that was Adore. And I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that Akira was doing Nicki, even though I have that same wig.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I was like, okay. And then Trinity, Delta, you could definitely clock. Trinity as Gaga was, sure, if that's what they were saying. Gaga wore that wig once, and everybody wore it. I wore it in Hurricane Bianca to look like her, and that was not my choice. That frizzle frazzle with the bang that she wore on Fame Monster.
She wore it on the cover of Fame Monster, yes.
It's like the only time she ever wore it.
But it's iconic.
Okay.
It is that classic Lady Gaga feeling.
Sure.
If she would have worn the other hair, she would have looked like Katy Perry down the line.
Truth. Now, I'm just glad that, I mean, Taylor's always done the right thing in regards to money and like paying people, and like she pays her whole band year round, even if they're not being used. So,
oh, that's nice.
I think it's one of the coolest things I've ever heard, just to avoid conflict of interest. And I like that everybody in this video is seeing a taste of how they should treat drag queens and fellow performers when they're there. They should be paid. It shouldn't be, it should never be you show up on a set and then you don't know if. It should be discussed before, and it shouldn't be the artist saying, who's being hired, hey, am I getting any money? It should be someone saying, we don't have any money. We'd love you to do it. If you can, great. Or we have this. We'd love you to do it. And I've worked with some people on this video where that hasn't happened, and that's been a problem, and people talk about it, and it's I'm glad it's being addressed now, for sure.
Yeah. There is a lot of controversy going on online with this video.
Why?
Well, it seems like people are pissed that they feel like Taylor Swift is using drag queens in order to, like, queer baiting or whatever that is. I don't think that's the case, and I think we can dismiss that completely.
But people want something to get pissed off over.
Of course!
I do like that she is trying to affect change with this petition signing plea at the end.
Yeah.
Or, hey, if you like this video, go sign this thing so everybody can have equal rights. I think that's great. I'm glad that she's speaking up and using her platform.
Yes. Yeah, I think it was beautifully done. It's a very fierce video.
Did you get a call?
No.
Me neither.
No, but that's, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's cool. It was fierce. I thought the video was very beautiful. There were a lot of celebrity cameos.
Pop-ups.
Yeah.
All over. I saw Dexter in it, shaking his ass. I also saw a little episode of Toot and Boot.
Ooh, yes.
With Monet, and Monet got red for having clips on her back. I mean, I do that all the time. Somebody posted a thing of her turning sideways and she's got like the grip clamps to hold her shirt.
So what?
People have nothing better to do than read sometimes. And so we're going to talk about it because this is our podcast.
Yeah. Okay. I got to go and do a Tuta Boot, which is so fun. And I got to do it with Monet, who I love. She's fantastic.
Now, question. Did they pay? We're talking about it for other gigs. Let's talk about it for this, right? Was it offered? Was it talked about how it should be? How we just both agreed that it should be?
I don't know.
Check back on Hot Goss next week.
I have to look at the thing because we get paid for doing Brolaska. And we did Brolaska that same day. So I don't think that I was paid for fashion photo review. Huh. Though I have to go and look at it and corroborate that.
The funny thing with that is, I mean, we both just agreed that we should not bear the burden of whatever, of asking. We should be told when you're hired for a job or asked to participate in something, compensation should be discussed up front. And anybody dealing with the drag queen should take notes and realize that is how it should be from the get and handle themselves that way from the echelons of World of Wonder down to the bar gigs with the drink tickets. That's how you should handle it. You should put everything out front so there's no hurt feelings later or anyone else feeling slightly Newchingtoned about not getting paid for your work. Because honestly, where would they be without the drag queens?
We never discussed payment, dear. That's what someone did to me at a gig early in my drag career, and I learned to have the discussion beforehand.
1 minute of uncomfortable can save a lifetime of nooch.
Because I was hanging around after the gig, sort of like, hey, could I get my pay?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we never discussed payment. And I didn't get paid.
And then you and Sharon had a hard time riding home in the same car together, I bet. He said, get in the bedroom. We'll discuss pay in there.
Never discuss payment. Always discuss it ahead of time.
Is there anything else fun and exciting happening with you?
I don't think we got anyone fired from the publication, but
no, considering luckily, we didn't learn their names till after.
Luckily, the news cycle has moved on and everyone forgot it ever happened.
You know what?
Included.
I haven't moved on because I found out something that one of the judges is actually the host of that illustrious podcast, What the Tuck. So he was one of the judges for that. His name starts with an M. And I forget the rest.
Okay.
But he tried to defend it on his podcast. The article and the ranking, which was real cute. I can't wait to be a guest on his podcast and tell him what I think.
Well, some of these other podcasts about Drag Race, they're hard to listen to because the drag queens are being critiqued by people who are not drag queens, who've never done drag. And so there's a tone that is very like talking about them like they're not people or like...
They talk about everybody the way I talk about Mimi M first. With no regard for feelings or that these people are actually people. And we always try to keep that in mind. I mean, our mantra is...
Well, because they're our sisters and our coworkers and, you know, we know them.
And we respect them.
Yes.
Like, I feel like there's a lack of respect on a lot of these podcasts that are just flippant, that don't know us. We're just characters that them on a reality TV show. And I understand that because I've prejudged people and talked about people like they were assholes. I did not think I would be friends with Miss Fame. And now I love her based on what was shown on the television show. So I understand these What the Tuck guys talking out their ass about their fucking article, but whatever.
I would like to hear a clip of that if we can. Okay. Well, we're going to take a break and do some intel. BRB.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Welcome back, and this is segment two, which we like to call
Let's Get Political, Political. I wanna get political.
Let me see your poli sci.
Ooh, poli sci major?
Mm-hmm. With a minor in theater.
I have an idea for this segment. Let's get political.
Sure.
I wanna know your thoughts on all the Democratic hopefuls for the Democratic nomination of the presidency. There are so many.
I'm a big fan of Pete Buttonguts.
Yes.
I do like some of the policies of Elizabeth Warren.
Yes, agree with you on that.
But there's also some stuff on her I don't like. There's stuff on
Biden. For instance?
That whole thing, I thought I was Native American, which is like years and decades and decades ago from when she was getting into college, she put that she was of Native American descent because that's what she was led to believe by her family, she said. And she was given a scholarship or entry based on that somehow.
They did the blood tests and she is.
Really?
It's a very small percentage, but yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Maybe I do like her then. I don't know, because that's what I don't like liars, and that's what I was judging that off of.
Oh, okay.
Who do you like? I really don't know much, honestly. Let me see if I can name how many. Buttonguts,
oh my God.
Warren, mm-hmm. Biden,
mm-hmm.
Beto O'Rourke,
mm-hmm.
Kamala Harris is running?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Kamala, Sanders. Who?
Bernie Sanders.
He's an independent, though. He's not a Dem. There's like 20 Democrats running, aren't there? Is Cory Booker running?
Yeah, he's one of...
I like him.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. Yeah, I don't know much, honestly. I just usually wait until it's down to the finals and then pick whatever one my ex tells me to.
Yeah, okay.
Who do you like?
Your ex.
Yeah, Bruce is smart.
Why does he tell you?
Because he's smart.
Oh, okay.
He's the one that told me Trump was going to win like 2 years before he won. I was like, no, he's not. He's like, get ready for it because he's going to. I don't want him to, but he's going to. This country, you know, reality stars. Did you see the thing that Bunny said about Donald Trump while talking about Wigstock? They asked her the question, sorry to get off poli sci, but they asked Lady Bunny during her promotion of Wig, the documentary on HBO about Wigstock, about how RuPaul's Drag Race has changed drag or maybe affected it. And she said, well, before with drag, you know, it's not RuPaul's Drag Race necessarily, it's reality TV in general, mm-hmm. because they've shown that bad behavior is rewarded and you can go be an asshole and blah, blah, blah. And then she mentioned even our president was a reality TV show star mm-hmm. who behaved like a fool. And it's one of those things where, you know, Bunny's a smart gal. So maybe I'll just vote for who Bunny says.
I would like that. I would listen to Bun Bun.
Yeah. I hope maybe we can get her on the podcast sometime.
Yeah. I really like Bernie Sanders. I think he's cool.
Is he just going to Ross Perot everything, though, and just make it like, you know how Ross Perot did that thing where he fucked up everything?
He's running as a Democrat, though.
Bernie is?
Isn't he?
Is he?
He is, because I think he knows that it would be a disservice to the Democratic Party if he were to run as an independent and it would sort of split the vote and kind of screw everything up.
Huh.
I like Bernie Sanders.
I think he'd be a great vice president for sure.
To whom?
I don't
Elizabeth
know.
Warren?
Or Corey or Kamala?
Right. What about Amy Klobuchar?
The fuck?
She threw a phone at her assistant. Like,
I like her. Who
all
is
the
she?
Stories that come out about her are like, she's so horrible. She has such a temper. She's like, she throws fits and screams and throws things. I'm like, I like that.
Well,
I can get behind that.
Was the assistant just trying to do something stupid like spell her last name? What the fuck is it? Klobuchar?
Klobuchar.
Klobuchar. Violet Klobucharski.
Right. Yes. I like her.
Well, how long till we have to vote? Isn't it like 2020?
Yes. So it's like 600 days. So it's really coming up fast.
Can you imagine applying for a job for over 2 years?
I know.
I mean,
they're all in this race, look, watching it go up and down and up and over here and a little bit.
You know what? You could imagine because you applied for the same job for 5 years straight and you finally got it. No, I literally asked and then I realized. Like, and then the president right now is supposed to do presidential jobs also while campaigning. Is he even going to campaign for a second term?
He's constantly campaigning.
Oh, God. He makes my stomach turn, literally.
Yeah.
Like, my butt and guts are boiling.
Yeah. Ugh. Not good.
Disgusting.
But hopefully we will have someone really strong that the people of America can get behind. And it's time for that all that to be done.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Abortions for everybody.
I want to see the receipts.
Ooh, so many receipts.
I don't have anything else political to speak about. Do you?
What's the other one? The taxi medallion in New York City. Have you heard about that?
No. I was just there, though.
Being a taxi driver in New York City is like a really special privilege because it costs a lot of money to get the medallion that hangs in your taxi that says, I'm allowed to be a taxi driver in New York City.
All cab drivers are basically indebted to the city.
Yes. People put all their money and like mortgage their houses and like to get this medallion. And now New York City, something like they're undermining the medallion by allowing like rideshare programs mm-hmm. to exist. So taxi drivers are really taking a hit, and like some of them are like killing themselves because they've dedicated their life to having this medallion of being a taxi driver.
Mm-hmm.
And now basically the city had promised them that this medallion was the only way to be a driver. And now they're basically like, but actually now anyone can do it. So I guess that's the issue.
And we'll be back.
we should support taxi drivers.
Support taxi drivers.
Yeah.
I do from the airport sometimes.
I do too. BRB, thanks for joining us on Let's Get Political.
Political.
Ooh, so much hot goss.
Oh my gosh, we might need a hot plate to reheat the goss.
So much hot goss. Just heat it back up.
Just heat it back up.
Just reheat it.
We're diving deep into the mailbag, and our first question is from Luke. He said,
fun.
Hey ladies, my name is Luke.
Hi.
I'm a huge fan. I've been following both your careers since forever. I think everyone knows that Drag Race in its current form will last forever. People change, people get older, etc. My question is, what do you think life will be like post-Drag Race, and where would you like it to be? Do you think one of the queens will take over as host, or do you think it will end? You two are just fabulous and hilarious and what you blah blah blah, Luke. I don't think we need to imagine a world without Drag Race right now, because being hypothetical about it, it's just a waste of time. We don't know what it will be like. I hope that it's not soon, because I hope that it carries on forever. It's given me a life-changing mm-hmm. opportunity. It's given a lot of girls I know a life-changing opportunity. We don't need to plan for its demise or its fall. There are capable people doing that already.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any signs of it really stopping.
People say the fatigue of having a new episode of Drag Race for 6 months was too much for them. It's like, shut the fuck up. You're watching it.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
It's good for us. And there are also so many seeds that have been planted out there. as far as... international versions of the show.
Thailand, yeah. And
right. So those things exist. And you're right. I mean, there is no reason for it to end. RuPaul, I don't think, has any intention of ending it. It's a huge hit that keeps getting bigger every year. And I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's just getting started.
Did you watch the talk show?
I caught the first episode, yes. And I liked that it was like long form conversation. It wasn't just sort of like the frothy stuff you get in the daytime where it's like, okay, we're going to talk to you for literally one minute or less and you plug your project and that's it. Mm-hmm. RuPaul actually got to like speak to James Corden, and I got to learn things about him I didn't know.
I love James Corden. What a great guest.
Yeah, totally.
You want to take the next one from Thomas?
Oh, I'd love to. From Thomas.
Take it from Thomas.
Dear Ms. Belli and 5,000. Hey, I really love the pod. I get so excited to listen every week. I am no drag queen, but I do like wearing nails on nights out. I was just wondering, do you put the glue on the nail itself or on your finger? Also, where do you get all your fabulous nails? Thank you so much for this podcast. It really does bring me a lot of joy. Thomas P19 from Ireland. What do you think?
When I glue nails on, I put the glue on the nail and then I slide the nail up it into the cuticle. So it kind of like gets
spreads
all
it out.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. What do you do?
Okay. What do? I get impressed 2-minute manicure nails, which are usually really short. You can get them at the drugstore and they have the peel off stick on. So I put on like a base short nail. And then if I want long nails, I glue on top of those because my fingers get so fucked up from nail glue.
So it's smart.
Like I was getting like scabs and I just couldn't do it anymore.
That's what Jackie does too. She glues on top of those.
Yeah. It's the way to do it. Thank you for the question, Thomas.
Thank you so much, Thomas.
Next, we have a question from Ivy. Hey, Alaska and Willem. Love listening to the pod. It makes my Wednesday work days fly by. And I just love listening to you guys have fun. I wanted to touch on the pageant system inclusiveness that you mentioned on the most recent episode. Alaska asked if Miss Continental had changed their policies. And the answer is yes. Earlier this year, it was announced that post-operative trans women are now eligible to compete, which is a landmark change for many competitors. Miss Gay US of A has a long history of inclusiveness, having branches for male impersonators and biological women. The diva to compete. It's also rumored that in the next year or so, a certain pageant system of the Big Three, which is exclusive to male drag entertainers, may also be opening a branch that will include trans women. Thank you for being voices of support for our trans brothers and sisters. Best wishes, Ivy League, Miss Gay Massachusetts, US of A 2019. Fierce.
It wasn't a question.
It wasn't a question, but it was a really stunning piece of intel. So we really thank you for that, Ivy League.
Miss Gay Massachusetts, US of A, 2019.
And as drag evolves, it's great to see that the pageant system is evolving with that. And so is RuPaul's Drag Race, I hope.
From Jared. Would you rather have dicks for fingers or vaginas for ears? Assuming they function just like what they replace. Vaginas for ears, for sure.
It can only be Jared. Yeah, vaginas for ears, because they'd be beautiful.
Yeah, Natty wants to know, hey lovelies, from Miami Beach in a few weeks, and would great to see some local drag while in town. I prefer gritty, artsy Brooklyn kind of acts. Any shows or venue recommendations? Would trust a professional opinion over Googling any day. Thanks, and looking forward to season 3. Loving the hot goss. Natty, I would say look up
Miami Beach.
Miami Beach. Definitely
go to the Rusty Anchor.
Alicia Lee DeWishes. She's the girl that jumps off the bus in Miami. Tiffany Fantasia Lamour. Mm-hmm. She works at the Palace too. I would say who else? TP Lords is down there.
Oh wow.
Check out all who else is down there? There's a blonde girl. She's kind of bitchy to me, but she's really good show.
That was a mirror.
Fuck off, cunt.
Blonde girl, real salty attitude.
Real salty.
Real disrespectful and completely out of pocket. Okay, what is this? This is from Richasaurus Rex. Richasaurus Rex. My sunburn from Pride last year. Willem asked for weird-ass Pride tan lines on the last episode of the pod. Love the pod and glad, and the message is cut off. This is a picture of feet with triangular.
We're not Jinx. Why don't we don't want your fucking feet.
Triangular sunburn spots.
Oh, well, yeah. You did have some weird sandals on that day, huh?
Pride does get into weird tan line territory, and we love it for that reason.
I'm going to send these feet to Jinx for you, though, Richasaurus.
Yes.
From BB Matt. wanted to share that, thanks to Alaska, I've been saying Tivana any and every opportunity I get. So much so that I've started getting Tivana sponsored ad throughout my socials. Thanks for keeping my Wednesdays entertaining.
Wow, it really works. Alexa is listening, and so are our iPhones. So Tivana will be popping up in all of our lives.
Oh my gosh. This one boy asked in about the Taylor Swift dolls being compensated appropriately. Why is everybody already so butthurt for us? Like, why are they asking us about our money for like videos and stuff?
Because they listen to the pod, so they know what's up.
Okay, I get that, but like for that to be like the first question, were these drag queens paid? Like, are we looking for reasons to have problems with people?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Just
making
sure.
It shouldn't even be a question.
No.
It's like, wait, if you're like an actor and you do a show,
yeah, you get paid.
I would assume that you get paid, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of times with drag queens in Hollywood, it's just sort of, well, we're giving you exposure.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I think that's changing and the tide is turning, and having conversations about it is helpful.
I can tell you that someone from one of the most successful web shows I've ever seen, and by that, I mean it transferred over.
Less?
No.
Oh.
Fuck off. meaning it transferred over from a web thing to the greater realm of television.
Yeah.
Was asking me once about payment for something because that person hadn't been paid for the first two seasons of her web show. And then finally, the third one, she finally started being compensated for it. And she was asking me about it and, you know, I was giving her my thoughts. And I was just flabbergasted that she'd worked for these people for so long.
Yeah.
And that they were... you know, other gay men and that they were supposed to be family and they didn't even pay the people they were making money off of. And
pay the divas.
I understand a long-term investment and stuff, but shit, not even paying for travel, that's a lot. Now, Kyle J, S88, says, I would buy a tea or tank with put some ice in the ocean. The puffins need it. If some proceeds really go to puffin relief funds. And dick. Ooh, this dick looks nice.
Let me see.
I printed it in black and white because I'm afraid for the puffins in the ocean.
Right.
Trying to be... And I'm drinking out of a metal straw right now.
Hey, metal straw, friend of the pod.
Yeah, I felched with it too.
Wait, Hot Right Now sent an ass pic.
I know, but he also sent a question.
Well, this is all very nice. And stay tuned about some exclusive and esoteric Race Chaser merch, because I think the realm of possibility of those existing is very, it's possible.
We would love to thank you all for being friends of the pod also.
It's possible. You can email questions and dick pics to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. Send us all of your hot goss, your rumors, your conjecture, your wild queries and theories and questionnaires. And you can send them all to that email as well, racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you have any puzzling quandaries, we'll also accept those.
Yeah.
But only on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And just a reminder to make sure to watch season 3 of Drag Race so you can be up to date with our Wednesday episodes. We are starting season 3 next. We've already started season 3. This copy is outdated.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Dipper. Prison, honey.
Prison.
Wait till you see our promo pick. It's going to be sickening. Thank you so much for listening to Hot Goss. You can follow us on IG at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, and at Race Chaser Pod.
We will be next week for a little more steaming, scalding, boiling
hot goss.
Bye.
Drag. Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Alex Sarchet.
Our theme music is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises, Incorporated Limited.
This goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.